Hello, good
Hello.
evening. My name is Jay. We're just interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues that are affecting your community, and we would like to include your response to this study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief, just to make sure we have it represented as simple. Can you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, between 50 and 64, or are you 65 and older? Can you share your opinion?
18 to 29.
Thanks, Jay. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, sir?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And now, moving forward, are you currently registered to vote in Ohio? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. There was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote on that election, sir? Yes or no? Do you recall? Hello? So all the answers are completely confidential.
Sorry. I accidentally muted myself. I'm still here. Yes, I voted then.
You did? Okay, thank you. Now, it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November 2024. How likely would you say that you are to vote on that general election? Very likely? Somewhat likely, maybe.
Very likely.
Somewhat unlikely. I'm sorry, very likely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? In your opinion.
Well,
I do have a list here. I can read a list real quick, and you can pick one of those if you like. Okay, the jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, the product shortages, supply chain, immigration, border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, woke, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine and their war and the war with Russia, spending too much in Ukraine and the war with Russia, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, election security, disinformation propaganda, Donald Trump, division of the political parties, polarization, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, gun control, income inequality, terrorism, racism, and race relationship, global climate change, abortion, or healthcare. If you have to pick one, what would be that is impacting you and your family, sir?
Just one.
Oh, you can pick more than one, right?
Okay. Then let's say immigration.
Okay.
And
security,
economy.
Yes. Okay.
Did you say wokes for one of those?
Wokes, yeah. The wokes in the culture, you know. Yeah, they put that in
there. Yes. Well, I'll go with that too.
Okay, thank you. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election? When did you make that decision?
It's just a sort of a matter of principle, so I always vote.
Months before the election, then?
Yes.
Since you always do it? Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. In just a few words, if you have to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election?
The most
I know you
recent...
say you always vote, but anything that makes you go and vote in this election?
I suppose the whole, I guess it's kind of hard to answer thinking about it. I'm not sure how to.
One or two things. What was the most important reason that you decided to vote on this election in Ohio? On this past election?
Just trying to make sure that my politicians represent me, I suppose.
Okay. They're trying to make sure that you get represented, right? Your ideas.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote on this issue. Now, issue one, the summary. It says, provide a state constitutional right to make carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to the decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability as set when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Now, moving on. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes for issue or on one, or no on issue one?
That is, no is against the amendment to the Constitution.
And no is that they're not going to make no, nothing to the amendments to the Constitution. Yes is they're going to not change that. So
right, I voted no.
I voted no. Okay. Now moving on. And what did you vote no on issue one, sir? One or two things, if you can share that with us, that would be great.
Simply that I feel like it's not the place for it to amend the Constitution. They should pass a regular law.
Okay. So it should be to amend the Constitution, you said, right, in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Now, you say that, I'm sorry, you say you vote no on issue one in November 7th election in Ohio. What exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election? This is the decision you make to vote no on number one. When did you make that decision? Do you recall?
It would have been a few weeks before when I really heard about the issue, I suppose.
Understood. Now I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please, sir, tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle, okay? Now, the first one, did you get or you heard about the election through English language TV ads, Spanish TV language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio, English language online digital ads on videos, YouTube, now, Spanish language online, digital ads and videos, YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, or social clubs or community groups. How do you get to hear about the election, sir?
Just family and friends.
Okay. Well, everybody.
Specifically, my roommates family and friends. I go together.
Oh, great. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Is it your friends and family, the healthcare or the medical professionals, the faith or religious leaders, clergy, women in general? Women who have experience in abortion, men in general, men who have experience in abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, or celebrities, social media influencers. Which one is the one you think is most credible?
I suppose I would go with friends and family.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how, if you voted on this election, yes or no?
No.
Any specific thing, no? Okay, thank you. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind and how would you vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Did you at any point, I'm sorry, what was the reason that you made that decision? Can you say one or two things? The reason why?
The reason why I, what was it?
The reason why you didn't change your mind. And when it comes to the decision to vote no on issue one.
I suppose because I'm kind of a homebody. I'm not really exposed to that much. So there was no reason to change.
Exposed to the when you say exposed to that much, to what specifically?
Like, I don't watch TV. I just sort of hang out with my friends.
So you didn't get influenced by the media and all the propaganda?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and the reason why? Just one thing?
No reason to.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a series of messages that will use both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. We're almost done, okay, sir? I appreciate your patience. Now, after I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or all convincing. Remember, this is the two sides of the stories, okay? Now, this is the first thing. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making choice decisions for us. That's why we're voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of the decisions. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not very convincing.
Not very convincing. Now, the next, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes on the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Now, do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
I hate to ask, but could you repeat that one?
Of course, no problem. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortion. But if issue one passes and the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
I suppose somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. Now, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the new law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Now, how do you find this argument? Very convincing, somewhat? Not very convincing, not at all convincing?
Not very.
Okay, and a legal expert says issue one allows for abortion even after the ability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. And many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why pro-choice women are voting no on issue one. How do you find this argument? Very, somewhat convincing? Not very convincing, not at all convincing.
Somewhat, I suppose.
And the last one. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. Now you have some right to help her and get to this. But activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex change. Meaning, you could be cut off of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Now, how do you find this argument? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing, I suppose.
Somewhat convincing. Thank you, sir. Now, moving on. Which part mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats or Republicans?
Republicans.
Republicans, thank you. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that would likely determine how you vote on the 2024 elections? Is it the jobs and the economy, the low wages, inflation, federal deficit, the product shortage or supply chain, the immigration or border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, Marxism, cancel culture, China, supporting Ukraine in the war with Russia, or spending too much in Ukraine in the war in Russia, Israel, Hamas, Palestine, election security, disinformation propaganda, Donald Trump, division of the political parties, polarization, gun safety, mass shooting, gun violence, gun control, income inequality, terrorism, racism and race relationships, global climate change, abortion and healthcare. If you have to pick one that is facing the United States that will make you go up there and try to change that on 2024.
I suppose immigration. Well,
the border security, you know, and immigration. Thank you, sir. Now, if you have to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? The economy issues and inflation, the abortion and their reproductive freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States? If you have to pick one.
Repeat that one.
Yes, it. And now, if you have to choose, which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? The economy issues and the inflation, or the abortion and reproductive freedoms, or the protecting democracy in the United States?
Economy.
The economy issues, okay. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally and determine how you will vote in the November 2024 election, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election will for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for the U.S. Senate, for who would you vote?
Republican.
Or Republican. Okay, thank you. Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, for which one would you vote? Or are you still undecided?
Donald Trump.
Okay, and the reason why? One or two things?
Immigration, I suppose.
Because he's for reform. Can I write that down? The immigration?
Yes.
Oh, okay, tough on immigration. How should I record yours?
That sounds good.
Okay, because he's planning to get tough on immigration? Should that be the reason why?
Mm.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a couple of more questions and we'll finish with the interview. Sir, were you born in the United States or Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America, South America, Dominican Republic,
United
Spain,
States.
Or other? United States, thank you. And in what country were your parents or grandparents born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Central America?
I believe I have one grandparent in Puerto Rico, but otherwise United States.
Okay. Thank you. And one in Puerto Rico. Thank you. Moving on. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
The Republican, I suppose.
Okay. And do you consider yourself, thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Conservative, I suppose.
Conservative. Very conservative or just conservative?
Thinking just conservative.
Just conservative. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is less than $25,000, or between $25,000 and $50,000, or between $50,000 and $75,000, or between $75,000 or $100,000, or more?
More.
Okay, thank you. Now, is your gender male, female, transgender?
Male.
Male, thank you. Okay. Now, I do appreciate you taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. This concludes the survey. I appreciate your patience, sir. You enjoy the rest of the evening. Good night, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.